right. So basically, okay, so just want to pick up on points from yesterday and then move forward. So we have Ham and Aleph. So you have a Rav and a Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, basically, that if you put your hand in your friend's chatzer and you accept your Mekabel Megishamim, rain, and then you bring it out, your chayef. So the question is, what's the case? I mean, so the first law means you actually just catch rain. It says, yeah, but then there's no Akira. There's no Akira if you catch rain. The Shemayim did the Akira. Okay, so it says, no, it means where you wick the water onto into your other hand, with one hand onto the other hand. So it says that's an Akira, somehow. So he said, because your hand is engaging, Akira is, at least at this stage, engaging the object to be carried. Okay, in other words, in order to carry something and to move it, change the shots, you have to first engage it in your hand. So the kira is the action of engaging it in your hand and readying it for otzah. So and that's part of the process of otzah. So wicking the water into your hand is readying it for otzah. You're getting it into your hand. You're directing it into your hand and readying it for otzah. So it says, yeah, but it's not dalet al dalet. And we know akira has to be from dalet al dalet, which means that akira is not just readying it for otzah, but it's really the first step in otzah, because you're breaking a kvias in the object, and thereby it leads to the changing of the kvias and giving the new kvias, changing the rishus and giving the new kvias. Okay. So then it says, afayinim makam dalet al dalet. So it says, it's talking about on a wall, because a wall is dalet al dalet. So it's resting, it's on a wall. So the thing is, now that's a smakum, so you're breaking smakum. So the thing is, yeah, but it says, nah, because it's not a rest. What, it's sliding down a wall, it's very nice, a wall, dalad, but the whole point is, the object has to have a kviya smakum on it, it's a nach on the wall. So now it's a nach on the wall, and therefore that's its makum. So now that it's its makum, now you break its kviyas. But just stomp to be on a makum, dalad, what value does that have? Which sounds convincing. So Gemara says, no, it must be, it's talking about a wall, a slanted wall. Okay, a slanted wall. Slanted wall is better. So it says, why is slanted wall better? Because you see, Rava says slanted wall. Says, yeah, where does Rava say it? He says it by talking about a scroll, a book, which is at rest on a slanted wall. So Sigmar says, yeah, but that's a book. Books rest on slanted walls, but water doesn't rest on slanted walls. Once it's slanted, water's not going to rest. So it can't be that. So basically, Gemara says, okay, you're right. And it goes down the case. But of course, what's the Havmina? That slanted wall would be good. I mean, water doesn't rest on slanted walls. That's it. So what, the whole thing sounds like a bad Havmina. And when the Maskana is exactly why it sounds like a bad Havmina. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's bringing in a new fact. Like, Gemara is very, oh, but wait a second, but water doesn't rest. Yeah, of course, the whole thing didn't hold any water in the first place. Okay, so I was thinking like this, just as an approach. I mean, I'm not sure, whatever, you'll see what you think. So there's an idea that's like this. In Hanacha, when we say that, if you remember our idea about Hanacha, that an object has to be at rest, and you need a Hanacha, right? You need, not Hanacha, Munach. Now, as you say, the object has to be a Munach. Okay? So in Munach, there were two ideas in it being a Munach. One idea, I guess the first idea was that the relationship to the Makom, it can't just be that it happens to be here. That's not Makom. Makom has to be where there's an essential relationship between the object and the Makom. And what's the essential relationship? That it's a holder. It's a holder of the object. Okay, it's a holder. It's not just an accidental spatial nearness, closeness, but being a holder is a conceptual relationship. It's functioning, it holds that thing, holds the item. Okay? So in that's one idea. And in that framework, you could argue that a slanted wall is a holder. Okay? It is a holder, because once you have, I guess, a horizontal nature to it. So now, insofar as the object is on it, the relationship is one of holder. Okay, because it's being prevented from falling to the floor, I guess, by the slanted wall. Okay, it's true, it's temporary, it's not for a long term. But the relationship, it does have a relationship of holder. Holder comes about when you have something on top and something on the bottom, and it's being held up by the wall. So the slanted wall is a holder of the water. Temporarily, but it is, the relationship is not just a relationship of two items next to each other. Like if it's on an upright wall, so you just have water and you have wall, and they have to be next to each other, but there's no shaychus between the two. But if you have a slanted wall, so a slanted wall has a horizontal component, and it supports the water. It supports the water, albeit temporarily. Okay, so the conceptual relationship of makom, you could say that its makom is the wall. Okay, because it's makom, it's not just accidental, but there's actually a conceptual relationship between the two. One of holder and hold it. Okay, or held. So the Gemara says that's true, but the idea of munach was not just... There's two dimensions in this din makom. One is that there's a conceptual relationship between the two things, namely holder. And the second is that that conceptual relationship has like a permanence to it. It's like a kvias. It's a din makom. It's not enough that it's a nach. Now, nach can mean two things. It's resting, at rest. At rest can mean resting, like it's resting. Like it's supported by. It's resting on there means it's being supported by the wall. That it has on the Kosel Meshupa. But at rest means it's not moving. It's like stationary there. It's kavua there. That you don't have on a Kosel Meshupa. You know what I mean? So v'halo nach, at first when you say halo nach, an upright wall, it means, because it's not resting on there. It's not being supported by the wall. So it's, oh, but a Kosel Meshupa, it is being supported by the wall. So now you have an essential relationship between the two. It says, yeah, but it's not avidi denayich, which means that it's true, it's supported by it, but it doesn't rest there. I mean, it's not permanent. And the relationship, it's not enough that there's a fleeting conceptual relationship, but it then makom demands a conceptual relationship, true, but it has to be one of permanence. Otherwise, it's not really then makom. Otherwise, it's accidental. So you need, for it to be an essential relationship, first of all, there has to be a conceptual link between the two. Namely, it's supporting it. It's not just happens to be next to it. And there has to be permanent. But permanence alone doesn't do it. Like, for instance, if two things are next to each other permanently, that's not a relationship because there's no conceptual relationship. It's just accidental. So it has to be at rest because now it's a holder. But then the holderness has to be permanent. So that's why at first it's saying it is a nach. It is a nach on a kosel meshupa. Yeah, but it's one dimension of nach. But it's saying, but the other dimension of nach that you're never going to have. So if it's on a wall, you're not going to be able to work it out. A wall, even if you make it slanted, is going to be able to make it a nach in one facet, but not in the other facet. So therefore, we're going to have to throw out the whole wall thing. You know what I mean? But it's trying to work out a case, because before we say that, Rabbi Yochanan's talking about a case of a pit, where basically a thing is just resting in a pit, and you're just not much being okered from a pit. So we want to work out, see if we can work out a case where it's where you're actually like being mach, you know, you're being mekabel it. It's like coming down and you're being mekabel the water. Because that's what it says, be makabel. So at least if it's coming down a wall and you wick it into your hand, you can say you're being makabel. Here in the pit case, you're not being makabel at all. But it ends up rejecting it. But it's showing you, it's like, it's almost there. It just doesn't quite work out. Yeah. Okay? Okay, so basically, so the Gemara ends up, so now the Gemara moves far. Okay, so now this is what we're up to. So the Gemara says, so it rejects this wall thing, and says it's talking about where you have a pit. You have a pit. And you're kalat me'al gabi guma. So it's in a pit, and basically you stick your hand into the pit, pull water out, and bring it back into your shus and put it down. Okay, you cup your hand, I guess, whatever, and you're motzi the water. So Gemara says, pshita. So now, basically, well, what's the case? It matters if it's water, if it's a kikar, or whatever. I mean, just doing what's hot. Just doing what's hot. It's funny, the word is not part of the lashon. Hiknes yod v'sochot v'kibel me'gesham. Like the kibel, I mean, it's not a kibel exactly. Kibel sounds like more somewhat passive or whatever. It's just like you're just picking it up, but whatever. I mean, apparently it's true, but this has to be what he means. I mean, I don't know, maybe you could get some explanation for kibel at the end, but I mean, Gemara says there's no other way, and that's what I'm saying. He means I says it's a kibel, whatever. Okay, fine. So it says so is pshita. So it's a normal case. So what do you have to teach me? You might think that it's not considered hanacha. Water resting on water isn't hanacha. So he says, why? Because Rashi says. He says, Lav hainu hanachasa, detail hakiras and hakira. Because it's not considered rest, such that you will do your hakira will be an hakira. Ta naidu, naidi ve'azla. Because they're moving around. It's funny that he says, detail hakiras and hakira. You know, like, what would you say? It's not hanacha. If you say it's vis-a-vis hakira, that's not considered a hanacha, vis-a-vis making it an hakira, because they're moving around. Kamash malon, dahinu hanachasan, v'hakirasan hakira. Okay, so the question is that rest of the water, mayim al-gabi mayim? And it says, this is really, v'azarotayme, damarava, mayim al-gabi mayim, hainu hanachasan. Now, what does he mean, mayim al-gabi mayim? What does he mean by that? Well, why don't you say Mayim? Right, why don't you say I'll tell him Mayim? I don't know. Mayim la Mayim ein amunach. What does it mean Mayim al gabe Mayim?
Then
that'd be. Right, exactly. So that's right. So it sounds like it means if you scooped out all the water, that would be a munach. That's not the question here. That's a munach. Because Naidu Bazli, I don't know. Not sure why, but why don't you have the same thing? Naidu Bazli, they're moving around.
Because they don't.
They don't. Why don't they? What do you mean they don't move around? I thought they do move around.
If the one on the top, the wind moves or whatever, but there's no...
Oh, the one on the bottom isn't moving around. You mean the bottom water? The bottom water is really a munach on the bottom of the thing.
Right.
But the top of water, it sounds like that. I mean, we have to think about it. But it sounds like that's what it says. The top water is mayim al-gabe mayim, is all moving around. But the bottom water is a munach. That definitely is a munach.
Well, it's not that it's difference between the top water and the bottom water, but the water as a whole is not moving around. But within the water, then the parts.
Okay,
of the water.
You could say, okay. We have to understand something like that, though. I mean, it's you have to like learn like the Rambam kind of, right? I think. I don't know the Rambam. Yeah. We'll do the Rambam, okay? But so it sounds like, but whatever. The saying is that my water on top of water, I'd say that's not a munach. If I pick up the water on top water, that's not a munach. That's what I would say. But Kamash Malah, no. That's munach. That's considered anacha. The water is munachim. It's moving around. That's the way the water is resting. That's hainu anachas, and that's anachas of the water, and therefore that's considered nakira. So you have hamino skana. Do you say that that's considered nakira or not? Okay, do you consider that? Is that considered a munach? So water on top of water considered a munach. So that's what you understand. Okay, so I'll read the Rambam. We'll see. I guess we'll wonder if it's the same as Rashi or different. But it's the Rambam's in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Shabbos Dalet Yud Gimel Dalet. So it says Hayomei Bachnas Derech Shiyos Upashat Yado Rosh Hashniya V'Natal Mishan Mayim Mi Agabe Guma Malayim Mayim V'Otzion Chayev. So you take water out. This case Yichayev. Why? He explains Shehamayim Kulon Ki Ilu Hein Munachin Al Haaretz. Because the water, the entire water, is like they're munach on the water, on the ground. Because the entire water is like a munach on the ground. Right, so that sounds like what you're trying to say now.
Yeah.
It's like one unit of water, it sounds like. And the entire water is like it's a munach on the ground. Right? The top water is moving. Yeah, that's if you look at top water. But if you look at it as Mayim Kulon, you look at it as one entire one water, Mayim Kulon, then it's all a munach on the ground. Right? Sounds like that's what I'm asking. Is it, do you say you look at it as individual waters, mayim agave mayim, or do you say, no, it's one water, mayim kulon? Right? Is that what Rashi's saying? Could we say that in Rashi? Sounds like right. It's true. I mean, even though the Gemara says, I mean, it sounds like Rashi's saying dehainu hanachasan. So it sounds like you're saying, you're right. Even though that top water is moving still, but that is the way that they're at rest. That is their hanacha. He's not saying like. No, you look at it all as one water, and therefore, I don't care that it's not moving. He's saying, no, Hanami, that's moving. But that is how they rest. Sounds like that, right? Sounds like that's what he's saying. That is how they rest. According to the Rambam, he shouldn't say, Dehain. I mean, even the Gemara says, Hainu Anachasam. But the Rambam will learn, it means, that's just talking, it's talking figuratively, it means, because it's all one entity. He's explaining it's one entity. But, I mean, if Rashi's holding that, he should say, Rashi should say, and anachasam because mimnei shein kula anechad or something like that. You know, it sounds like he's taking the Gemara literally. The haino anachasam. That is the way they rest. Either moving, that's how they rest. It sounds that way. Yeah. Okay. So I think you guys saying, I guess that the simplest idea of anamunach means the things at rest. Okay, the thing is not moving. It's at rest. Physically stationary. That means it's a munach. So that's the way things are normally a munach, right? Put a pen on the table, it's a munach. It's at rest. It's at rest, right? But water is not like that. I mean, you could say the whole, you know, it's an item. I think the maskana is very good, by the way, because the whole thing is somehow it's saw. The question is, does it have a din makom? Right? Does it have a din makom or not? So it's not a matter, it's not like there's a kasav of rest. You know, the reality of the hanacha is that it has din makom. So what are you going to tell me? Water can't have a din makom? And why shouldn't I mean, that's the Einstein if it's really moving. But if it is the way it rests, then that's the makom. That's his makom. The makom of the thing is the clay. That's his makom. Eye is moving around, but that's the way water has a makom. That is the way water has a makom. Unless you'll say that water doesn't lend itself to having makom, or water on top of kalim, the only thing which ever has a makom is water on the bottom. But that's so it's not true. It's, why should that be? So the thing is that you have to, and I think it's good that it's a maskana, man. I mean, the thing is you can't just like be stuck on the word hanacha and say hanacha means rest. I mean, it's true, hanacha means rest. But what's the concept of hanacha is that it has a din makom. Now, if a solid is moving around in circles, that's not the nature of a solid. That means it doesn't have a din makom. But a water, that's the nature of water. When water is contained in a clay, it moves around. But that's its makom. Its makom is the clay, is the guma. You don't say that water didn't have a din makom. It wasn't in the guma. It didn't have a makom of the guma because it's moving around. Because water doesn't have a makom in space, like coordinates. Water doesn't do that. Water's makom is in the container. That's the way water works. Right. And it's not good. Yeah, I think just one thing is Rashi's saying is, like he keeps putting in, is it a munach, is it not a munach? He says, keeps saying that tehave akira so akira. You know? And then he's just trying to show is like, this isn't like a philosophical argument about rest. You know, like, when is something at rest? It's like relativity or rest, you know? It's not talking about, it's not just like, what's defined, let's try to define rest in the abstract. It's not, that's not the question here. The question is vis-a-vis Akira. Because so now it's all, it has to be the din Akira. So it means it had a makom, and you're being, okay, it's makom. So it's rest in the framework of din makom. That's sort of the Ibaya. He's trying to show you. It's not just not like a question of, it's like a theoretical philosophical debate about rest. I mean, it's based upon a concept of the Malachas Otzah. Do you say that as a din Akira if the thing is in motion? So you say Akira is defined. You could say Akira is defined objectively. There's an object which is not moving, and you're okay. Just saying, but that's not true. That rest is like a conceptual idea that has a din makom, and that's an Akira. Aye, it's moving already, yeah, but it's. It's as the makom, it's kavu and that makom and its container. But yeah, right. But I would say by mayim, this is the chiddush by mayim. I mean, I don't see indication that it would be by other types of things. I mean, it's not impossible, but it seems you'd have to indicate it. And in a certain sense, you could say, look, I mean, even a solid isn't really moving. You have atoms moving around, but I mean, that's the way it rests. I mean, you could say halach, of course, there's no reality halachically to atoms, but I mean, but in fact, that's. That's its rest. That's its rest because that's the way it rests. But I mean, it's just like the water just becomes visible. But it's halacha treats the same thing. That's the way it rests. It's the Rambam. How's that? I want to think of more is that thing about why if you take the whole thing out, it seems as no how there wouldn't be a Rambam if you took out all the water. And what's the Rambam's thing here about it's all one? It's like all one thing, which is munach. What's the Rambam saying? All one thing. Like what's is he learning differently, or is he in the same thing? I think we should think about that. I'm not so sure. It's a good question. Okay, so let's leave that, and let's see what's the next. There's another thing. The next, these scores are very interesting. It says, what's the next one? I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but it says, Boi Rava. Egos Bikli. Bikli Tzaf Al-Gabi Mayim. Okay, so you have a Kli on top of water, and the water, the Kli is floating around. But then you have a nut, which is inside the clay, at rest, inside the clay. Okay? So the question is it at rest? Do you say, Basar egos as leinan v'hanayich? Do you look at the nut, and the nut is moving, stationary, on the clay? Oh, dilma basar clay as leinan v'halo nayich. Deny it. Or you look at the clay, and the clay isn't a nayich. The clay is moving around. So it's like floating. So, take it. It's like, and you could look like we're not moving because we're on the world, and the world is, you know?
The whole world is moving, so there's no
right,
moving.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like very, like, relativistic, like you reference friends, and...
Is this part of Malcolm Dalal?
Oh, I don't know, that's a good question, I guess so. I seem to remember one thinking about that, but I don't remember. I guess you have to say, otherwise it's not going to be a nach, right? I guess so. Is there Rashi here? Let's see, is there Rashi? No Rashi, right? Okay. Hey, look at, you have to look at the Tosos. You have to also look at the Tosos. Which one is it? Egos agave mayim. Yeah, he's based on, by the way, Gemara. Because it's talking about, I forgot the thing. Oh, look at that, though. Look at that Gemara. Look at the Gemara there, Bava Matzia. And there's a Tosus there also. But I mean, Tosus tries to explain. He's done with it. You have to look at the Gemara there. It's Bava Matzia.